them on the Galaxy platform, there is a book button there.
Faith above reason. This is actually all of our work. We need to rise above our nature, and there we enter the feeling, the understanding, the entrance to the spiritual world. There we begin to be on the side of the Creator, of creation, and to enter from the side of the created being of creation, which is actually our imaginary world, into the Creator's side of creation. Really, only that side exists. However, for the time being, it is hidden from us. That is all of our work, to transition from one world to the other world. How do we do it? By us, as we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah, we have to make a restriction on ourselves. And a masach, screen, and or chozer, meaning the reflected light, according to the degree of bestowal that we develop, we begin to resemble the Creator. To the extent that we resemble ourselves to the Creator, we start to feel Him according to the law of equivalence of form. That if our qualities and the Creator's qualities are similar to some extent, to that extent we will feel Him. And this is actually our work, to change ourselves in order to start to feel spiritual reality. Spiritual reality is here. It has no other place. Place means desire. If we are able to establish our desire, so it is in order to bestow, like the Creator, who is entirely bestowing, then to the extent that we are similar to the Creator, we begin to feel Him. Or the upper world, the upper reality, it doesn't matter how you call it, because besides that, nothing exists. Everything is only the Creator. The degrees of our feeling of the Creator are called the upper worlds, because we need to attain them, and we can attain them only through the connection between us, where we process, modify a will to receive, to make it a will to bestow. It turns out that the upper reality, the will to bestow, we attain it in ten sfirot. And that way we start to feel Him, to perceive Him. This is actually our work. It begins entirely by a person starting to digest the idea that the entrance to the upper world, to the revelation of the Creator, entirely depends on how much a person rises above his will to receive, the will to bestow, how much he's willing to stop thinking about how much he receives. Rather, he thinks about how much does he equalize himself with the Creator, with bestowal, with love, with coming out. To that extent, if he does see that only this matters, then he begins to come closer to the spiritual world, which is attained entirely through the force of bestowal, what we call Tzimtzum, Masach, and Or Chozer. Why is it called faith above reason? Bestowal above reception. Very simple. Because above our will to receive, we need to build a will to bestow. This is why it is called, in other words, faith, bestowal, above reason, above reception. And to the extent that we have the magnitude of faith, bestowal, so we feel ourselves in spirituality, in the world of the Creator, His actions, Him, if we can say Him. And therefore, All of our work is actually about that. We don't need anything else besides that. Only to try to reach a state where I don't want to receive anything, but rather only to bestow, to give to the Creator, as He, I'm told, is giving me. And then to the extent that we will have between us equivalence, then I will feel Him. And as much as I don't yet reach bestow, giving equivalence, I cannot feel Him. I'm under the restriction. What does it mean to be in equivalence with the Creator? If the Creator is good and does good, then the minimal spiritual state is that I feel everything that is happening to me, that it is coming from the good who does good. Through everyone, through people, the still, vegetative and animate, and the speaking in this world, which I feel, my fate, the inner nature and the surrounding nature, it doesn't matter. I feel that all of this comes to me in the form of the good who does good. And there is nothing bad in it. In such a way, I begin to come closer to the Creator. So much so that I begin to be included in the Creator, just like an embryo within its mother. How can I enter into the upper womb? If I see everything around me as only love and only a beautiful attitude towards me. We need to try to feel reality in such a way. And then this will be the entrance to the spiritual Ibur conception. We will try to make exercises about this and try to do it also when you speak between you in various workshops. And later on, tomorrow, let's say after one day of such consultations regarding the spiritual Ibur, when you're constantly holding yourselves that you are in a world that is entirely good, the Creator's world, then tomorrow. Question. So what is he saying? Let's read it together. In short, if one believes that he should receive, that he deserves to receive, right? To that extent, he feels the lack. The lack because he wants to receive. Not what he is lacking is to receive, but the fact that he has the will to receive, this in itself is the lack. And when he feels the lack, he goes to search for the reason for why he cannot correct this lack at that time, because he would have been happier if he wouldn't have that lack within him, because then he would be closer to the Creator. At that time, we must believe in the words of our sages who said that what we lack is dvikut, adhesion, which is equivalence of form. If I would have wanted to bestow, I wouldn't suffer so much from my deficiency. I wouldn't feel it. So, what I'm lacking is the matter of dvikut, which is equivalence of form. Just like the Creator gives, so I should be giving. This is how it should be, and I don't have that for now, so I want to be in reception. It follows that to the extent that he believes that the Creator bestows abundance to the whole world, if it is truly so, to that extent, he also needs to bestow upon the Creator. Then when one believes that the Creator is giving to the whole world, let's say that it is so, from this a person should derive the importance and greatness of the Creator, like an important person is corporeality, where we see that it is a great privilege if we can serve important people. And the service itself, from the service itself, a person derives delight and pleasure, if he is serving an important person, then he does not need any other reward. It follows that according to the extent of the faith in the mind, to that extent, he can work with faith. Meaning, as much as he believes it, already he gets pleasure out of it. What is the issue here? We need to reach a state where we want to achieve the Creator, the attainment of the Creator, and go ahead, it's right there before us. However, we need to be in equivalence of form in order to see Him, to feel Him, meaning to be in the same qualities. The wisdom of Kabbalah is therefore called the wisdom of Kabbalah, reception, meaning a method for how to receive the revelation of the Creator. And therefore, we have to change ourselves to be in equivalence of form, according to how much the Creator is in His qualities. I should also be in those same qualities, at least to some extent. The qualities of the Creator are bestowal and love, let's say bestowal. So how can I reach that same bestowal? So the first degree, when I'm in bestowal, is that I do not demand anything for myself. If I'm under the Creator's supervision in the Creator's world, and I do not demand anything from Him, let's say, like some landlord, I don't want anything, I'm telling everything is just fine, I don't need anything, then already I'm not in opposition to him, but rather in some agreement, coming closer to him. Meaning, in my life, I work and I have a family and whatever I need to have, there's no concession about that, but I don't want anything besides one thing out of my whole life, that I will reach a state where I will have a connection with the Creator, where I do not demand anything of Him, to receive anything from Him. Rather, after I reach such a thing, where I feel myself completely connected to the Creator, just like with a lender, where I have no demand from Him. Whatever is happening to me, it's all good. Whatever I have, I surely get it from the Creator. I don't yet feel it, but I will feel it. Then if I relate to reality in such a way that this reality is coming from the Creator, and I'm under His control, and I do not require anything else, then already I resemble the restriction where I don't want anything for myself. Later on, I can already start to work above the restriction in order to be desires. How? Why? We don't know anything. All in all, we enter, to begin with, we enter Ibur, conception in the Creator. What does it mean, Ibur? That we annul ourselves and more agree to be under His control, like an embryo in his mother's belly. That's it. What does he do? He eats whatever his mother eats. And he receives whatever is in the mother. And he has no choice, and this is how it grows. This is in our world. How do we do it in spirituality? We need to depict ourselves that we exist inside of the Creator, in His belly, in His womb. That is, with such an attitude from Him, and everything that we have, we only have it from Him. There is none else besides Him. And if there is none else besides Him, I need to bring myself to a state where I accept these things as only good. As only good. Try to accept your life in such a way that everything that you have comes from the Creator. It is all only as good. It is considered that you methodically attain the first restriction, Tzimtzum Aleph. This is the first stage in acquiring faith above reason, to enter the spiritual world, the spiritual entrance.
Yes, the light just came up. So we are talking about how the first degree is where I don't ask for anything for myself. My question, however, is regarding the revelation that it all comes from Him, that I'm in connection with Him. Isn't that something I'm receiving?
No, you're receiving the revelation of the Creator. The question is, how do you accept it, receive it, in order to cling to it, in order to equalize your form, in order to accept this thing in spite of your ego, in the opposite manner of the ego. This is already called with Tzimtzum, restriction, and Ochozel, reflected light. Is that clear?
So I don't ask to receive anything. I see the whole reality as the good who does good, but asking for a connection with Him that isn't considered reception because...
Well, to begin with, you are the opposite of Him. And therefore, if you overcome your will to receive and you want to accept His reality, which is entirely in order to bestow, let's say in order to make Him happy, not for yourself, then already you are not in your will to receive.
Because the embryo in the womb doesn't know that he's annulling himself, that he's annulled towards the mother. We do want to know that we are annulled before the Creator.
We annul before the Creator. Out of annulling before the Creator, we gradually begin to later feel towards whom are we annulling. This is called... tell you that precisely, Javier. The thing is that the environment is not a corporeal one, it is a spiritual one. As much as I bring the friends closer to me, to that extent, as much as I'm devoted to them, I begin to see in our relations where precisely is the force of bestowal. Then in such a way, I detect more and more my meeting place with the Creator through the friends. The friends seemingly become for me as the womb. And I, inside of that womb, find a place with the Creator. A more inner contact, meaning through the friends, I reach the Creator. You cannot touch Him, discover Him truly, if you don't first discover the contact with the friends.
Ashkelon.
Thank you, Av. What exactly is the will to receive with which I'm supposed to work? How to locate it within myself?
The will to receive is your whole nature that is hiding from you the force of bestowal. You want to achieve the force of bestowal.
Seeing that he's good and benevolent, that's a corporeal perception.
I need to do it with my keli, my vessels. I don't know what is spiritual or corporeal. I'm talking about my attitude to reality, that I have to accept it, the reality that it is all good, and it is coming from the Creator who is entirely good. Then bit by bit, I begin to see that the whole of reality in which I live is truly good. It is entirely aimed only towards my correction.
Yes, what does it mean that I annul the feeling I have in the ego?
You cannot annul it. It becomes annulled by itself out of the fact that you are yearning to see reality as the Creator's good and does good.
So I need to ignore what I feel in my five senses or to just act as though it doesn't exist? Yes, those are the exercises by which we rise above reason. And despite the fact that I feel the complete opposite, I'm supposed to hold these 2 degrees together, the pain, the frustration, the sadness, and above that to build some kind of plea, a second degree, second floor.
About this it says, they have eyes but see not. Yes, this is how we begin. Then we perform all kinds of exercises with the group, with the Creator, on behalf of the person, in order to attain these things in reality, that there is within reason and there is above reason, then we can already rise.
Is it the current state?
We don't limit the ego. We rise above it. We cannot do anything with our will to receive. We only play with it in a different way. That's it. Rise above it. Look at reality as apparently the Creator sees it. This is how you should think, and not the way that you see it out of your ego. Besides your will to receive, there are other levels in which you can see things. So try to address in the will to bestow. Then you'll begin to see reality differently, a new reality from the next degree. And this is how it is from 1 degree to the next. And you'll begin to see how much all of these things, the perception of reality is a relative thing. There is nothing constant in it. It all depends on how you determine yourself, your focus, your level of perception, with which forces, with which kelim, desires you perceive reality. Because you see that there are people who, even in our world, feel themselves entirely differently. So, from the state that you're in now, you should clothe in a state where you want to identify with the Creator. You want to see the Creator in the eyes of the Creator. See the reality in the eyes of the Creator. How would you see it then? This is called faith above reason.
French.
Bonjour Rav, c'est en servant la dizaine que j'annule mon ego.
Is it in the service of the 10 that I annul my ego?
Jacob again?
Is it in service of the 10 that I annul my ego?
Yes, if I annul myself towards the 10, it helps me greatly to start to come closer and see reality in the eyes of the Creator. Yes, inside of me, I see reality within reason. Through the 10, I see reality above reason, above my... so that we don't get confused.
I have no choice. I can see the spiritual reality only through the 10. When I look through binoculars, I need to turn the lenses until I focus, right? And then I can see reality in the proper way. So how can you see the Creator if your eyes are corporeal eyes and the Creator is entirely spiritual? How do you see Him? How do you discover Him? What can there be between you and Him as a connector? The 10. 10 Sefirot. Where does this stem from? The four phases of direct light. The Creator wanted to create a will to receive, the opposite of itself, himself rather, and he did it through ten sefirot. That's how it all came out. And so we have no choice, no alternative. It's only through the ten, through the environment, that we can come to know the Creator. Otherwise, we can't grasp him. We need to see him. We need to grab him. He needs to settle in some way there and to be contained in a way, and then I can grasp him in some way. Anything that we perceive in a certain shape, certain form. Even now, I perceive something. What is it? It's reality, which is shaped in front of me in a certain way. And I see that, I see reality in that something, meaning between me and the Creator, there is something in between. Where on one side, He is in it, and I'm in it from the other side. That's how the ten is. The Creator establishes it, on the one hand, and on the other, I come to it and integrate there. We learn that in the Yelvut, that the Creator brings a person to the good faith and he says, take this for yourself. That's how I get it, I accept it.
What is this action of focusing practically? This inner scrutiny, like you said.
Подумай над вопросом, чтобы он был всем понятен. Значит, эйфу они не в гаш има буре, шие барур.
Where do I meet with the Creator? Where it's clear, where I perceive him, grasp him, in the ten. It's only according to the extent to which we work in the ten, following the example Abbas set for us in his articles about the society. Then I can say, oh, now, I connected to the ten. And
this imagination.
We need to tie Israel, Oraita, Kutcha Brichu as one, Chadhu. Israel is the person aimed towards the Creator, Yishalkel, and Israel is the system that ties us to the Creator, to the Boy. These three things have to come together. Of course, to begin with, these are separate things, but gradually we connect them together, combine them, and to the extent that we can do that, we...
Rav, in the beginning of the article, it says necessarily one has to go through that point of I'm better off dead, and then I yearn for bestowal.
Better off dead than alive means that I go all the way in saying that the world is entirely the good who does good, everything is excellent, there's nothing bad in the world, the Creator resides, dwells in the whole world, and now let's see how I need to correct myself in order to be able to say so. This is called better off dead than alive. Death, dead. Those are all the ideas where I think the world is bad, and I need to say discernment.
What is a sign that we're conducting ourselves correctly in the ten, in the true reality?
To annul everyone, annuls before everyone else, and all of you together annul towards the Creator. That is all.
That means, how to do it.
So that's exactly how you do it. After, once a man comes to feel the importance of spirituality, which is called one should always establish the praise of the Creator, then is the time when he must shift to the left line. Meaning that he understands that he's in the Creator's world and there's nothing else besides that. Then he transitions to the left line to examine himself, to conduct criticism over how he truly feels within reason the importance of the king. If he truly has an understanding, a feeling for the or recognition of the greatness of the Creator, and if he's truly willing to work only for the sake of the Creator. Or, if he had an alternative, he would change things around a bit, do something of his own, is it because of lack of choice that he surrenders? Or, does he agree with his heart and soul? And if he doesn't, he wants the Creator to make it so that he does agree. When he sees that within reason he is bare and destitute, meaning that he doesn't have that feeling, that state when he sees the importance of spirituality of the Creator, but only above reason. That importance can beget deficiency and pain in him for being in utter lowliness. Then he can make a heartfelt prayer for what he lacks. What does he lack? Seemingly he attains everything. He wants that to be within reason as well. He rose above reason, feels in above reason that it is truly so, but this is above his reason. Now he wants it to be actually within his reason. And so what was above reason turns into reason, and then he can rise higher still above reason, and so on and so forth. That's the nature of the degrees.
Rav, товарищ спрашивает, в десятке мы должны говорить друг другу, что Творец добрый и творящий добро?
The friend is asking, in the 10 we should tell each other that the Creator is good, who does good, or is it enough that each one inside relates in such a way?
So we need to speak in such a way where everyone envies everyone else, where each one thinks that the others are greater than himself, because that will push them to advance.
As they are, truly?
I have no imagination nor the true form of things. It all comes and goes. It's all transient. I perceive reality according to how I see it in my vessels of perception, and that I call within reason, or in my opinion, right? If I perceive reality through the eyes of the Creator, so to speak. This is called above my reason in faith.
The effort we make right now, above reason, how would you define this effort?
We want to feel what above reason means. What the world looks like to the Creator, which is called the truth. If the Creator fills the whole of reality and I'm in this reality, then how do I feel? I feel that I am included in this existence, which is the Creator, from the moment I'm in the womb, and through to the time I grow and become 20, 25, 30, and through to the end of correction in general. So I constantly have to think about how I feel and how I feel if I were inside the Creator. And these two degrees, Malchut and Bina, have to constantly be very clear to me. And so I rise.
בסדר?
תודה, בסדר, תודה.
יופי.
Thanks, yes, good.
Alright, alright. I'm pleased. I'm pleased with you in general. Who didn't I have asked yet?
Volga, Odloita.
Volga didn't ask yet.
Раф, вот в этом упражнении я не очень понял, что именно я должен.
In this exercise, I didn't quite get it. What precisely should I imagine to myself as the ten? Is it somehow related to the corporeal, physical form of the friends?
How does it relate to how I see reality? Let's say I have a very big, a large screen here in front of me. Show them. Yes, you see, this is how I see all of you. Sometimes there are even more of you, more and more. Like that, let's say. And so, what does it mean that I see physically? I mean, I see tents, I see groups. But, oh, there you go. Even more. So what do I choose here? What do I pick? You tell me. I see groups and groups, and each group is, as I see them, they're ready to connect in order to turn, to make of them a point which enters Ibu, conception in the Creator. If, let's say, BBUK, Italy 4, Italy 2, Italy 1, Rehovot, Ashkelon, Volga, Kiev, Moscow, 4, Kiev 1, there are all sorts. If I, each one of them, if they connect together, they turn into a point, a dot, inside the Creator. Inside that, inside that system called the Adam Rishon, and then they develop there. That is all. So why does it matter? I don't look at your faces. I look at the desire that has to be one, singular. Let's say I look at, it doesn't matter who. Let's say Peter is now there on screens, which sometimes we get to see him. Yes? So what do I want to see? I want to imagine this Peter group that wants to connect as one man in one heart into a single point of desire. And if they connect in that manner, they enter, they feel that they are within the Creator. But by each annulling his ego completely, and this, then they enter within the Creator. And then they begin to develop. What does it mean to develop? It means that they're constantly making sure to be just a dot. And the Creator is constantly trying to inflating this point with his light. And then they begin to inflate more and more until they begin to feel that they are ten sefirot. Not just the point of Malchuyot, but ten sefirot. And then within these ten sefirot, they begin to feel the Creator who fills those ten sefirot. You understand? That's how it is. Explains the matter of faith here, the power of bestowal. To the extent that we have the power of bestowal, according to our equivalence of form with the Creator, we can feel His light, His bestowal. Meaning, to the extent that we bestow, we can feel the bestowal coming from Him. And so in that manner, we grow. Yes? So, those who have the power of bestowal, He calls them roosters. They want the light, the sun. And those who do not want the power of bestowal, He calls them bats. Bats. Yes? They want the darkness. Only the darkness, because they work better in darkness. So,
He explains that anything outside of man's body, meaning outside of man's desire, the desire of the friend or the creator, is not in me. So if I accustom myself to feel, to use my will to receive, to feel a foreign desire, either a friend's or the creator's, for me it's the same. And if there is a difference, which one am I feeling? Well, the creator is the creator. How can I not do it? This is already egoistic. This is my will to receive. Whereas specifically towards a friend, if I wish to feel the friend, since what am I getting out of the friend? Only the extent to which I appreciate him. Specifically here, I can check and see if I'm in the quality of bestowal purely, because what do I get out of the friend? So, with respect to the Creator, we can all cheat ourselves. If you say, well, I'm going to give contentment to the Creator, that's clear. I give contentment to the friend, well, also, he's my friend. Already the will to receive. Meaning specifically with respect to the pure work in the ten. If we arrange ourselves correctly, there we could reach correct spiritual discernments, the clear spiritual discernments. And without it, you can't. We cannot. So pay attention. All the spiritual work, all the correct spiritual work, the correct relationships begin from our scrutiny of them in the group, in the ten, without which I will surely make a mistake. Because towards the Creator, who's going to go against him? Of course. Whereas with the friend, he's my friend, so we need to truly pay attention to the fact that the friend needs to be even more precious, more important to me, closer to me than the Creator. That's how it should be. So the mitzvot between a man and his friend precede the mitzvot between the man and the Creator. If I don't make this action towards a friend, then surely I can do it in a way that completely independent from my will to receive, then from that I come to the Creator, and no other way. I can't overtake the friend and skip over him and get to the Creator. That's what he's showing us here in these small excerpts, that the main thing here is the work between the friends. And I know that there are such here that are lazy about it. They don't realize that work. And by that, you are stopping yourself. I understand it's difficult. By that, a person lowers the importance of the Creator towards the, with respect to the friend, but we have to see this as the most important. It's not for nothing that we say that the Creator stands behind the friend, hides behind the friend.
Meaning if you are completely adhered to the friend, truly like this, then you discover that the Creator is in him. And what you saw before that, that it's a friend, there is no friend. That's the Creator. It's
true. And then towards the Creator.
It's the same thing, because I include 613 desires. And in all those desires that I am incorporated from, in all those desires, I need to relate also to the friend and also to the Creator. And there should be no difference in anything.
What
does it mean that I correct the desires?
You do everything that they want. Very simple. Wherever they want, you do in order to bestow. In order to strengthen the ten, you think only about that. How do I come to connecting them all, adhering them all, wrapping them all with love in my attitude, in everything? What are they missing to just be together? There's no life but that. We did this, I have the upper world. I have the creator, I have everything. I didn't do it, I don't have a soul. The soul, because the 10 becomes, you don't see it now. Later you will see it as the soul.
In what do I correct my own desire? How? By restricting it?
All your desires are against connection with the friends. And if they are, then in order to receive, so it'll be good for you. Not in order to bestow to them, but so that it'll be good for you, or to you, kind of like in the society. These are very deep things and long-term.
Latin.
Che può otorgarle o intentare otorgarle alla mia.
Ma ne ha la spia o le nasot le
spia. What can I bestow, try to bestow to the friend?
Ask him what he wants. He wants connection between all the rest of the friends, like you. And then together you will go to connect and to connect more and more friends until you, inside that connection between you, will discover the Creator, which is filling the connection between.
We meet 3 times a day.
We meet 3 times a day.
The question is this.
Are those meetings helping us come out of this unreal reality and reach the real reality?
It's more important than the lesson. The connection between you, as you're building a 10, is more important than the lesson. Because in the lesson, you're receiving the knowledge.
That's how we build
the soul. And that's the main thing.
This is taking us out of this illusion of this world.
As long as you... Wait, do you hear me or not? Translator. What's this mess that's going on there? I don't understand. Silence. We don't need you right now. In short, the fact that you're connecting throughout the day several times, that's the most important thing. But to try to make from this a connection between the friends more and more, until you connect, you won't discover spirituality. It should be clear to you that this is how you can measure things. This is how
listen, because of their attitude towards the instructors. What's your advice?
All the lessons that our friends are giving or conducting my students, they are doing it so that we will connect around them. And you should not disregard their efforts, even though they're not maybe understanding the materials like me too. But nevertheless, this is a reason, this is a means for connection. Therefore, it's worthwhile to participate in those and not to critique a friend. He is doing what is written for him to do, what he was told to do, and he's doing it. Say thank you that there's such a possibility to be a little more in a lesson, to hear a little more. It could be that other friends connect to him.
Can we use a moment of our connection during the day to dedicate it to dissemination, or do we need to do it in addition or in other times?
Dissemination is very important. In truth, I would. If there's no time, but to engage in the group or dissemination, I would divide the time, one meeting for dissemination and one meeting for connection in the 10. Because in truth, dissemination in our times advances us to the goal no less than the connection that we do between us. because we want to show in dissemination how connected we are, directed we are to the Creator in order to, we're doing this in order to do this dissemination. And when we talk about all kinds of connections between us, it could be more egotistical. Try to scrutinize this. Dissemination is the main thing, nevertheless. Use all kinds of excerpts and examples. Spread it out in all kinds of ways in the internet. Try. There needs to be something every single day, something, some